Let me take a selfie.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And ladies, stop doing this if you're single and trying to catch a man.
Especially because we are in crunch time for Valentine's Day, all right?
Oh, wow, you're really pushing it.
All hands on deck. And so many of you I discovered over the weekend are doing this, and I don't even really feel sorry for you because you're just an absolute moron if you do this. My friend, God bless her, Danielle, we went out for her birthday this weekend, and you might have seen if you follow me on Instagram, I put on my story a picture of us, and I said for guys to slide into her DMs because she's single. Well, all these guys start DMing me because Danielle's Instagram is private.
Oh,
my God.
I know. This is seriously amateur hour. Danielle, come on. So I messaged Danielle. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to help you here. Take your Instagram off private. And I was just thinking, I'm like, oh, my gosh. In 2019, if you have a private Instagram, why? There is literally no reason. There is no reason, no excuse for anyone, for anything to have a private Instagram unless you have nudes up. I don't know of any other reason why you do that because you ruin your chances. No guys can check you out to see if they want to ask you out. If someone is like trying to talk about you to their friend to set you up with somebody, the first thing somebody's going to ask is, oh, what's their Instagram? Let me look. If they pull up your Instagram and all they see is your stupid little tiny circle and nothing else, they're done. They're pulling out. They're
wait a minute, give you the time of day.
You could
have a nice little bio up there, even if the account's protected, right? Can't you have that?
No one cares about
that. No, you have to see
the picture. Oh, I do. I want to read people's stuff.
Also, if you have a private Instagram account in 2019, you are cheating.
Yeah, I was going to say you're married. Yeah.
You're cheating, yeah. Or you're married, and you're hooking up
with other
girls.
That's not even true. If you have a private account,
absolutely.
If your account is private, Liv, it could be that maybe you like to keep it private. Or maybe
you
for example,
private?
The stuff you do on the weekend, you may not want people to see in a different line of work. In radio, we're like, oh my God, look at Liv. She's drunk at 4 a.m. doing shots. That's cool for our job. But if you're some professional person, you don't want people seeing that.
Here's the cold, hard fact. If you're a professional person and you're going out getting wasted and totally blackout over the weekend and you're posting pictures and videos about it, it doesn't matter if your stuff is private or not. Someone on your friends list still could screenshot that and send it to your boss if they
want. Of course they could.
If that's not acceptable, then you need
to make sure. Don't post it at all.
Yeah, that should not be posted. But I will say, I have all my friends who graduated college are in a professional line of work. And you know what? Their bosses are like, yeah, you know what? I get it. I was 23, 24 one time too, and like I was getting hammered. Like they don't care.
Wow, but sounds like a cool boss to me.
But don't you think, Liv, that girls that are single that happen to have a private Instagram, like maybe 25% of the reason they're single could be a reason because they have a private Instagram?
1,000%. Like, I think that if you are single, you are doing yourself a disservice if you have a private Instagram. Like, it's 2019.
Yeah.
I don't understand get it. I know more people that have gotten into relationships based off of, like, a DM than anyone. And it doesn't even have to be from a complete stranger. It can be from a mutual friend of someone you know.
Exactly.
Or someone that you've seen around town or that you might have, like, used to go to college with or something.
Yeah, you could literally like a photo that your friend posts, okay? And some friend of theirs that you don't know just sees your name, had liked it, and they're like, who's this person? I'm just going to click out of curiosity. They could see your profile and be like, oh my gosh, this girl's like cute. We have a lot of the same interests. I'm going to DM her. But if you're private, they can't do that.
Wait, they can't. You're telling me they can't DM if it's private?
I mean, yes, but they're so much less likely to because they can't even see what you're selling.
They're not interested in you then. What
no, they're
selling?
Not because
what are
they
you,
don't
a piece
know.
Of meat?
No, they don't know.
You know what I mean.
I know. Joe, you're turning this
you're
into
so
something
thirsty.
It's not.
No, other girls listening right now, like they're having epiphany moments. Their light bulbs are going off in their head. You are right now, you're going to change to public.
Yes, if you are in a relationship and you are private and happy, you stay there, honey. But if you are single, looking to try to find someone,
make
that
it public.
Thing off of
so wait. You two both are in relationships. Why are you both out in the public?
Because in general, I think everybody should be public.
I think
it's
so too.
Weird. You're weird if you have it private. Nobody cares that much about your life.
No, I don't care who sees my Instagram.
Let's talk to Mindy on the Joe and Alex Show. Mindy, what are you calling in for? What do you want to say?
I don't think it's dumb to go private. I think that's inappropriate.
Oh, you're talking about Instagram. Alex is talking. Every girl, listen up, girls. If you're single and you want to get a man, you got to stop having your account be private. Okay.
No, I think that's stupid. It's a safety issue. And I have teenage daughters, and I don't need someone to, you know, give any more, what's the word? It's hard enough to keep these kids private and not get on social media and blast everything that they do. Besides, you have a DJ that's telling them all to go private.
Okay,
or to go public.
Mindy. Obviously, I'm not talking about teenagers.
Or
Liv
children.
Liv and I are talking about adults. If you are not smart enough to realize that we are talking about adults, I can't help you.
And if you have a problem with your kids being on social media, then that's something between you as a parent and your kids. We were talking and referencing, obviously, adult women when I
was... Well, then reference that.
Literally everyone
Joe,
besides you knew
Joe,
that.
Is it? Joe.
Joe's here.
Wait a minute.
Are you kidding me? Can I just tell you something?
You can't hang up on me, Mindy. That hurts.
Listen, this woman, 100, this woman has a can I talk to the manager haircut.
All right. I'm not going to let you talk about our listeners that way.
100%.
You don't know if that's true or not.
How is she that stupid not to realize who I'm talking about?
I think she's just caught up.
About grown women. We were referencing Alex's friend who was how old? What? Probably
26?
28 years old. We were referencing adults.
Hold on. I could see her point. We never said your friend's age.
Well, we were talking about like business professionals and having a job.
No. But listen.
And I said my friend.
My friends who graduated college.
I can see her point of where she's coming from. Obviously, she didn't grasp the full concept because there always happens, and that doesn't mean we're wrong for saying it, but there are some times where people are like, kids are listening. I could see why if she thought somehow, she must have missed it, that you're saying like, yeah, girls, if you're in middle school, you want that boy, you better make it.
If you're a parent listening to our show and you're more worried that your kids are going to listen to us as opposed to you, you've got bigger fish to fry. You've got way bigger fish to fry if your kid listens to a radio DJ before their own parent. That's all I have to say. But speaking of kids.
Well, I think she was saying, like, they look up to us.
Yes,
I get
that's
that,
fine.
But at the same point, like, parents should be telling their children and their teenage daughters, like, hey, it's not safe out there on the internet. What's his name? Chris Hansen has been showing us that forever.
Since 1995.
Unbelievable. Since 1995, so they should keep that stuff private.
R.I.P.
If you're under
career.
18.
But on a second note, my friend Danielle is public now, so you can slide into her DMs.
Danielle!